Hilchos Niske Mammon, the laws of damages caused by one's property, chapter 5. This chapter contains 10 halachas, and the subject matter deals with special laws that were enacted and special cases for the prevention of damages caused by one's livestock. Halacha Aleph, Behema Shehoisa Roya, an animal that was grazing, Uparsha, and it went away from the place where it was grazing, V'nichnasa besadesu bekramim, and it went into a field, other people's fields or vineyards, Afal pisha dayin lo hizika, even though the animal simply walked about there, it didn't cause any damage, it didn't eat anything or damage anything, nevertheless, Masrin bibaleho sholish pa'amim, we warn the owner of the animal three times to prevent its animal from doing such. V'im loy shamar behemtoy, and if the owner did not watch his animal, v'loy mona milirois, and he did not stop it from grazing here where it walked in to other people's fields or vineyards, yesh reshus lebal hasoda l'shachta shchita ksheira, then the owner of the field into which the animal entered can protect himself. Even though it hasn't caused any damage yet, he can protect himself, he can shecht the animal, however, he cannot deliberately damage the animal, he has to shecht it, shchita ksheira, kosher shchita, he has to get a shechit to shecht it, then v'oimer libaleho, and then he says to the owner of the animal, boyu kam, umichru bosa shalachem, and sell your meat, in other words, he is allowed to shecht it, v'nesha osa la'odim, lahazik, u l'shali masha hizik. Afilu ligreib hanezek, why can you do this to the owner? Because it's forbidden for a person to say, I will cause a damage, and then I'm willing to pay for the damage. He's not allowed to damage other people's property. Afilu ligreib hanezek osar, and even to cause damage to someone else's property. In other words, he cannot say, look, I'm not going to watch my animal. If it'll cause some damage, I will pay for it. He is not permitted to do so, and once he's been warned three times, they can shecht the animal. Halacha beis lefichach, for this reason, since it's forbidden for a person to do something which might cause a damage, osru chachomim legadol behema daka, v'chaya daka be'eretz Yisrael. The sages enacted a decree in which they forbid people to raise small animals such as sheep or goats, small chayas in Eretz Yisrael, b'mokim hasadis v'akramim, in places where there are fields or vineyards, because they habitually go in and damage such things. Ela bayaris, you're allowed to raise such animals only in forests, or b'midbaris, or in the desert, shab Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Or megadlin b'suria b'chol mokim. This law, however, was decreed only in Eretz Yisrael. In Syria, that is the land, the Arab lands adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, even though there were large numbers of Jews living there, and for some purposes, as we once learned, for some purposes these lands are considered similar to Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, they did not enact the decree, and in those lands one may raise these animals in any place. Halacha Gimel, Asoret Noyim, Hisna Yeshua Beis Dinoi B'Shor Shechilekis Haoretz. Now, since we're speaking about such decrees that were enacted, so the Rambam continues, there were 10 liens that, 10 easements that Yehoshua and his Bezdin placed upon the land of Israel at the time when he divided the land. That is, he divided the land to the different tribes and the different people. They acquired ownership subject to the following enactments. Ve'eluhain, and these are they. Aleph, Hisna, Shemarin, Behema, Daka, Beyarim, She'ilonehem gasim, he made an easement. He made the following subject. He made the ownership subject to the law that people are permitted to graze small animals in a forest, she'ilonehem gasim, which have thick trees. Aval ein marim sham behema gasa. However, large animals may not be grazed there. Ubayar sheilon of dakim, and in a forest in which there are thin trees, Ein marim boy loy gasa v'loy daka ela midas baylov. Then it's not permitted to graze there, big or small animals, except with permission of the owner. However, small animals where there are thick trees, it's permitted to graze them there, even without the permission of the owner. This is the ownership over the forest is subject to the fact that owners of small animals may let their animals graze their bays. V'chein hisna sheyiu kol adam muta lelakit eitzim misedei chaveiray. He also made the decree that any person is permitted to gather wood from someone else's field. V'hu sheyiu eitzim pechusim. If they are small, not very valuable pieces of wood, ukroivim liyos koitzim, and they are almost like thorn bushes. Kegoin hisme vehige, these are little kinds of bushes that are like almost like thorns. They're not worth very much. Vehusha yiyu lachim, and only if they are still green, fresh, not if they're dried out wood, which the owner could have sold for firewood. Umechubarim, and only if they're still connected to the ground. If they've been cut already, they belong to the owner of the field. Ubilvad shalo yisharish, and he may not uproot them. He's only allowed to cut it down. Avol shar eitzim, but any other wood, osur, it's forbidden to take from someone else's field. Gimel. V'chein hisna shiyeh kol adam muter lelakeit asavim ho'ilam me'eleyam b'chol mokim. He also decreed that every person is permitted to gather the grasses that grow up by themselves in any place. Chutz mishdei talson shezara la behema. Talson is a bean-like plant which grows, and there's grass that grows along with it. Shezaran labehema, if this was planted to feed the animals, then it grows best for animal feed when this grass is allowed to grow with it. And therefore, since the owner needs the grass, it's forbidden to gather this grass. If, however, the tilson was planted for human consumption, then it's best when it grows big and fat, and therefore it's best when the weeds are removed from it. And therefore, anyone is allowed to gather the weeds in such a field. Halachic dalad, number dalad v'chein hisna sheyu adam koiteim netia bechol mokim chutz migrufius shalzayis. He also decreed, in order that Eretz Yisrael should be planted with many trees, he decreed that someone could cut off a piece of a branch from someone else's tree, bechol mokim, in any place. He could cut off a branch of a tree to plant in his own field, and the owner of the tree can't stop him. Chutz migrafius shalzayis, except in the case of an old olive tree, when an old olive tree ceases to produce fruit, all the branches are cut off from it except two branches, and from these two branches, whole new branches begin to grow out. So since this is all that's left of the tree, so when the olive tree is in such a condition, it's forbidden to cut from these branches. Ve'ene koitim min ilonis ella, and he can only cut from the tree's small amount, b'gzayis kebeya. If it's a olive tree, he can cut only a branch the size of an olive, or bakonim, or with reeds, or bakvonim, or grapevines, min apakak ulamayla, from the place where the branches come out from the central trunk, or b'shar ha'ilon, or any other tree, be mitoichoi shal ilon, from the branches that are inside, loy mechudoi, not from the branches that are up at the top of it. Or kishehite liktoim, and when he permitted people to cut these branches, loy hite ela mechode she'enei oiseperis, he permitted them to cut only new branches that are not yet making fruit. Arva loy meyoshan, but not a branch that's been growing for a long time, she'oiseperis, from which fruit grows. Ve'enei koitem ela mokim mimokim she'enei roya, and he can only cut from the inner places where it's not exposed to the sun, but the branches that are exposed to the sun produce sustenance for the rest of the tree, and it's forbidden to cut that. Hey, v'chein hisna shamayin hayetze betchila, he also decreed that a spring of water that begins to flow, a new spring, b'nei oiso hayir sheyotza b'gvula mistapkin kimimenu, the people of the city in from which the spring emerges from under the ground are the ones who are permitted to take water from it. Afal pisha ein ikare bechelkoi, b'chelkom, even though the source of the spring is in someone else's property, nevertheless, the place where the spring emerges is the place where people may take water from it. Ve'inacherim l'stapik imar mimenu, when no other people are permitted to come in and take part of the water from that spring. And so also he decreed that any person is permitted to catch fish in the Sea of Tveria, even though this sea is entirely within the boundaries of the tribe of Naphtali. Nevertheless, everyone is forbidden, is permitted to take fish from it. However, he's permitted, he may not interfere with shipping here. He's permitted to catch the fish only with a rope. He may not spread out like sails, spread out large sheets that direct the fish into them like nets. And he may not put a boat there. In that place you may not spread out these sheets or put a boat. Ela b'nei ha-shevet, she'igia oisa ha-yom b'chelkam, only people who are from the tribe of Naphtali in whose property this sea is found. Zayin v'chein hisna she'kolodim she'tzorich l'nekovav, and so also he said anyone who has to move his bowels while he's on the road need not do so in the middle of the road. Mistalik min aderech, he goes off from the side of the road. V'nichnas achoyri hageder shepogaboy, and he goes into the private field behind whatever fence is there where he happens to be. V'nifnesham, and he can move his bowels there. V'afilu besadim malei karkam, and even if it's a field that's planted with karkam, that's saffron, a very expensive, fragrant flower, and he's going to ruin some of it there. Nevertheless, he's permitted to do so. V'noitel misham tzroir, and he can take from there a pebble or mekanech to use it for wiping himself. Ches v'chein hisna shekol atoya bein akramim. Also, he decreed that anyone who is lost and wandering among the vineyards, even though this is someone's private property, v'chayotzibem or some similar place, misapik v'oyle, misapik v'yoyrit, he's allowed to cut branches in front of him from one side or the other so that he can go through stairs straight until he finds the path and emerges from it, and he's not required to go looking for the path going around the vines. Tes v'chein hisna shebizman sheyir behatit bedarki harabim, so also he decreed that when there's a lot of mud in the public road, mayim, or there are puddles of water there, yesh loivri drochim lehistalik letzidei hadrochim, so when the public roads are not passable, they're not usable, or not convenient, the passers-by who go by the road are allowed to go to the side of the road, or mehalchim sham, and they walk there, afal pishei mehalchim b'derech sheyesh labaylim, even though they're now walking on private property. Yud v'chein hisna, so also he decreed shemeis mitzvah, a dead person who died and has no relatives to bury him, and he has to be buried by whoever finds him, koinem mekoimoy, he obtains title to the place where he lies, v'nigba b'mokim sheimotzeboy, and he's buried in the place where he is found, even though it's private property. This is, however, only if this is provided that he's not lying there in a narrow road that people have to pass by, and not inside the boundaries of a city. Aval im nimtza al hametzer, if however he is found in a road, in a narrow road, where people cannot pass, if they'll bury him there, people will not be able to pass by without becoming tomei, or shahoya b'seichat chum, or if he was within the boundaries of a city, mevi'ei lebeis hakvaris, then this rule does not apply, they don't bury him where they find him, they bring him to the cemetery to bury him. Halacha dalet, shloime tikein, now shloime hamelech, King Shlomo decreed the following: Sheyu oivrei drachim mutarim b'moisachama lahalech b'shvilim shebasodis sheyesh lahem bailim, that passers-by, people who are journeying, are allowed to go in the summertime. They're allowed to go through the paths of fields that have owners, private property, achaterit revia shnia, and they're permitted to continue doing so until the second rainfall arrives. That is the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael, because till then, people walking through the fields do not cause any major damage. Afterwards, however, things begin to grow, and walking through there will cause damage. Halacha hei, v'takonis eilu kulam noyagim, b'chol mokim afilu b'chutza la'aretz. And all of these rules that we learned, the rules of Yehoshua and of Shloime, they apply everywhere, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Halacha bavu misheyorad hatal bebavel. However, in Bavel, the rule is not the last rule that we learned, that people are permitted to journey through the paths of private fields. This does not cease on the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan in Bavel. In Bavel, from the time that the dew begins to fall, then it's forbidden lahalich b'shvilim sheyesh lam balim, to go through paths that have owners, that are private property. Halacha zayin, afal pi she'ein megadlim behema daka be'eretz Yisrael. Even though we learned at the beginning of the chapter that it's forbidden to raise, we learned in a previous halacha that it's forbidden to raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael. Mutar lashchois hakodim l'regel shloishim yoim. However, it's permitted to buy them keep them to shecht for yomtiv, and prior to a yomtiv, 30 days, it's already permitted to keep such animals. V'koidim l'mishtei b'noi shloishim yoim. So also, if he has to make a wedding for his son, he's allowed to keep them for 30 days in preparation for the wedding. V'hatabach loikeach v'shoichet, and a butcher, a sheichet, that is permitted to buy these animals and shecht them, loikeach u'mashe, and he's allowed to buy them and keep them, atche yishchet mat, even though he buys a lot, and he only shechts a little at a time. However, he has to keep them there. He may not let them go out and graze in a herd. In any case where we said he's permitted to keep these animals, he has to keep them in his house, so they won't go out and cause any damage. And they've already decreed that Bavel shall have in this respect the same law as Eretz Yisrael. Lesser ba'gidl behema daka v'chaya daka. Forbidding in Bavel raising small behemoths or chayas. Mipnei shehoyu roiv asodes v'akrovim sham v'isayom shel Yisrael. Because in those days, in the time of the Gemara, when they made this decree, most of the fields and the vineyards belonged to Jews. And so also the sages have decreed that it's forbidden in any place to raise pigs, because they are apt to cause damages. Veloy es hakelev, and it's forbidden to raise a dog. Elin kein hoya kosher b'shalshalas, unless he keeps it tied up with a chain. Aval megadol hu klavim beir hasmucha l'sfar. However, it's permitted to raise dogs if it's a city that's right on the boundary where they're subject to attack. Bayoim koishroy, during the day he must keep it tied up, because people who have legitimate business here are passing by. Ubalayla, people who have legitimate business are not walking by, matiroy, he may untie it so it'll be free to attack any invaders. V'amru chachamim, and the sages have said, Arun megadol klovim v'chazirim, they put a curse on anyone who raises dogs or pigs, mipnei shazeka merubam umatzi, because they cause very much damage and very frequently do so. Halacha yud, roya she'osa tshuva, a shepherd who had herds of these animals that he's forbidden to have, that is, dogs or pigs or small animals, and he did tshuva, and he now wishes to comply with the law. Ein mechayv moisei limkar miyad. We do not say he must sell everything immediately, because when he has so many animals to sell and no one else is allowed to buy them to raise herds of them, he'll have to sell them for a very cheap price and he'll lose money. So we do not say he has to sell everything at once. Ela meicher al yad al yad. He's permitted to sell them little by little as he can get a decent price for them. V'chein misha naflu leiklovim v'chazirim b'Yerusha. And so also someone who inherited dogs or pigs, ein mechayv moisei limkar miyad. He does not have to sell the whole thing at once. Ela meichem at ma'at, he may sell them little by little.